Unfortunately, some new words have entered our vocabulary over the past few weeks. These words have passed quickly over the world, and now everyone has heard the words social distancing, lockdown, shelter in place, and quarantine. At first you may think they mean the same thing, but actually there are some important differences. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. I guess we are all trying to practice social distancing. This practice was the first step for many people in dealing with the spread of the coronavirus. It simply means we try to stay away from each other. We were told not to go to crowded places or attend large events. Some were also instructed to stay 2 meters away from each other. That's social distancing. But things continued to get worse, and many governments instructed people to shelter in place. This is when people are asked to stay home and avoid going anywhere that is unnecessary. Many places closed schools, museums, libraries, and parks where the shelter-in-place orders were issued. Then, in some countries, a lockdown has been imposed. A lockdown is when people must stay inside. This is required by the government. In these cases, people must work from home, and businesses, factories, and private services must be closed. No one can go even to the gym or to get a haircut. You can still go to the grocery store and maybe some restaurants for takeout, and deliveries are still allowed. A quarantine is the worst situation. This is when you are cut off from other people. You cannot go out, even for necessary things. Anything that you need must be delivered, and outsiders cannot go into the quarantine area. This usually only happens when a person or a group is diagnosed with a disease, such as coronavirus. So, that is the difference between social distancing, shelter in place, lockdown, and quarantine. I hope we don't have to use these words for very much longer, but it is important to understand them and all other information clearly. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our website at ventureenglish.com. That's VENTURENGLISH.com, and click on the podcast link. There's a form there where you can send in your question. Also, if you would like to take virtual classes with me or Gareth, our other trainer, you can sign up now and schedule a time. Just go to the website and click on one-on-one sessions. I hope to speak with you soon in a one-on-one class. Oh, and we also have our online email course waiting for you. I hope you can find the time to take the course. Don't forget to visit the website, ventureenglish.com. That's VENTURENGLISH.com. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been 3-Minute English.